This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recorded for Tuesday, November 1st, 2022. We continue with Gimel and Aleph, the second section, the green text. And yesterday, right, we had left with the question, could it be that only the Avos are prohibited from the Torah during Shemitah, but all the subcategories are not? We brought a Brisa, including all these different subcategories, and the Gemara, right, with a wipe of its hand, dismisses that entire brisa and says, "Midrabanan, ukra asmachta ba'alma." Right, that whole thing is that whole brisa is really a rabbinic law, and the psukim that they bring are only an asmachta. Right, an asmachta is something we hang our hat on. It's a reminder. Maybe a memory tool, but it does not mean that this is a real limud that we learn it out. Now the Gemara says v'kishkush, right? That's that light hoeing under the vines. Shvi'is mishari, is that really permitted in the Shemitah year? Right? V'haksiv, it says in the Torah Shvi'i tishmitena unetashta, right? The seventh year, you should do Shemitah, which is, you let it, right, it should rest. And Nitashta, you let it lie fallow. And there, right, the Gemara is now going to learn out, Tishmitena Milikashkesh, right? The word Shemitah comes to include in the prohibition this light hoeing, and lay fallow is Milisakel. Right, the skila is when we stone people, so here it means to remove stones from the field. We're not stoning anybody in skila, but we're removing stones because it makes, you know, when you remove all the stones, it's better for the growth of, I have no idea what, but I'm sure it's better for the growth if there are no stones in the field. All right, so yesterday we said kishkush was mutter, now we're saying it's totally aser. So Amar Rav Ukvar Bar Chama, says Rav Ukvar Bar Chama, trei kishkushe havu. Indeed, there are two types of light hoeing. Chad avruye ilana, right? One of them is, right, an aver is a limb, but here it means to strengthen the tree, right? That is not going to be permitted. Right? The other, v'chad satume pili, is to listom, is to close up holes. Right, so that will be permitted. The Gemara spells that out. Avruya ilan aser, to strengthen the tree is prohibited during Shemitah. Stume pila, just to fill up the holes to make sure, right, it doesn't deteriorate and get worse. So that's permitted during Shemitah. So the two different sources simply refer to two different types of light hoeing. Itmar, and we learn achorish b'shvi is if you plow the field during the Shemitah year of Yochanan Rabbi Elazar. There is an argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. One says you get lashes, whipped, boom. The other one says you don't get lashes. All right, what's that argument about? Maybe they're arguing about the principle laid down by Rabbi Avin, the son, who says, sorry, in the name of Rabbi Elah. What does he say? Says Rabbi Avin in the name of Rabbi Elah. Kol makom shenemar klal ba'asei uprat below ta'asei, right? Ain dana no soba klal uprat uklal. Okay, let's break that down. Anytime, right, this is when you say to your gimel midos in the morning, klal is a general rule, then the prat is going to be a specific example, and then you're going to have a klal, another general rule, okay? What Rabbi Avin says is, if the first klal is a mitzvah zaseh, and the second is a mitzvah lo zaseh, that we do not apply the general principles of klal uprat uklal, when we have a general, specific general, right? That includes a lot more things. Anything that's similar to the prat is going to be included. Right, if you actually went and looked in the Chumash, so you would see, the right, what does the Pasuk say? The seventh year should be a Shemitah. That is a positive general command. Then it says, you can't plow your field. That's a negative commandment. That's specific. And it's followed, right? It should be a year of rest for the land. It should be a Shemitah la'aretz, for the land. Positive slash general, negative don't planned slash specific, and then the general that comes afterwards as well. If we were to hold of the klalu prado klal principle, anything that would be similar to zuria would be included and you would get lashes. If we don't apply this klalu prado principle, then it's only going to be zuria, and choresh, which is not zuria, right? Plowing is not planting, is going to be excluded. So maybe we say, right, all of that was sort of unwritten in the Gemara. Manda Amar Loka, the one who says you get lashes, Leislay the Rabbi Abin Amar Ravilla. He does not hold of this. Meaning, he doesn't care if one's a mitzvah saseh, one's a mitzvah slo saseh, it doesn't matter. You have a klal, a prat, and a klal, a general, a specific, and a general. You apply the rule, and anything similar to plowing, sorry, to planting, i.e. plowing, is going to get whipped for. Umanda Amar Eino Loka, the one who says you don't get lashes, Islay the Rabbi Abin. He says, we hold the Rabbi Abin. In this particular case, we don't apply the klal of prat of klal. Therefore, it's only for Zuriya, the specific example on the Chumash, that you're going to get lashes for. We don't extend it out because we don't apply the principle in this particular case. And therefore, when you plow, when you do Harish, you don't get lashes. The Gemara says, no. Now, the Chuli Amaleis led Rabbi Abin Amar Ravilla. Nobody holds the Rabbi Abin Amar Ravilla. All right, discard that, get rid of it, forget him. Manda Amar Loka Shapir. So then the one who says you get lashes, okay, makes sense. We don't hold the Rabbi Yila, we apply the Klal of Prado Klal, and you should get lashes on Harish, on plowing. Ayumanda Amar Eino Loka. The person who says you don't get lashes, he'll say to you, Amalacha. Right? He'll say to you, Michdei Zmira Bechlal Zriya Uvitzira Bechlal Ktzira. Right? I understand that pruning is a subcategory of planting. And harvesting your grapes is a subcategory of Ktzira of harvesting. Lamai Hilchasa Kasvina Rachmana. Why are they written out? Right, and I'm going to read a little bit to the blue, and then I'll just repeat it tomorrow because we really should have ended there. Lameimar da'ani talos hu d'mechayev, atol da'achmina lo mechayev. Right, it is on these specific subcategories you are liable, and other subcategories you're not liable, and therefore for Harisha, you indeed won't be liable. Okay, that concludes our learning for today. Please come back, join me tomorrow.